Okay, here we are. We're backstage. Now, this is not something many people get. Yeah, unless you pay big money, folding money, to people like Nick Greatrex, because he is one of the marketing team here at the Lyceum, where the Lion King is on. I'm already... Nick, thank you for inviting us in. You're very kind.
Most welcome.
And this is ahead of your appearance at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin, which is not so far away now.
I've seen you've really seen this winter.
That's right. So, how long have you been running here at the Lyceum?
So we are now in our 22nd year here at the Lyceum.
You started at the age of two.
Yeah, absolutely. but no, the show's been here for 22 years, and this is our second UK and Ireland tour of the show as well. And we're so excited to get the tour back up and running, launching in Ireland.
And but the success of this show, this particular production, is phenomenal.
Absolutely. It is a story for everybody, a musical for everybody. There is so much to it. It is so artistic. There are so many different cultures represented in the show. But at the same time, it's completely accessible. It's a story that everybody knows, songs that everybody knows. And visually, it's just so engaging, it's spectacular.
You can't sleep through it. That's the thing about this show. From once it starts, you're on. I'm talking about an audience member. It just grabs you, doesn't it?
You absolutely can't sleep through the show. There are so many colours, so many costumes, so many puppets. Yeah. The music is beautiful. You've got the drums, the South African chorals. There is so much to The Lion King that makes it so unique, so special.
I have to just say before we go, it's incredible how you're treating everybody here, how the cast and the crew are checked all the time, consistently. That's very impressive, just to say it to you. Because if you don't do that, then you've got a problem. So obviously it's very important to you as well.
Absolutely. Safety first.
Safety first. Tell everybody what characters we're looking at here.
So right now we're just looking at some of our hyena puppets, but we've also got Zazu, the king's butler.
Yes.
Zazu is one of our most intricate puppets in the show. He's the performer wears a very butler-like outfit, blue, and wears lots of blue cloudy makeup to represent the sky. Yeah. And then he holds the puppet in his hand. It's probably one of the most complicated puppets to operate in the show. And each of these feathers, they're cut out individually and then sewn on. They're actually made out of parachute silk, so they really flow in the wind.
It gives them that
impression. Like real feathers. So let's head round onto the stage.
Now, Nick, you brought us backstage, which is phenomenal. Now, this is, I suppose, typical Disney. The attention to detail is quite something.
Absolutely. As you go around, you will see so many beautiful costumes that are hand-painted or hand-sewn. There are literally hundreds of costumes and puppets back here, one of which, just to our right, are our gazelle puppets. These are used during a few different sequences in the show, but the first time you would see them is during the Circle of Life, when the performer is leaping across the stage, really representing a herd of gazelles running through the savannah. What's amazing about these is they look really heavy, but they're actually super light. They're made out of carbon fibre.
Really?
So the same kind of stuff as Formula One racing cars.
Absolutely. Oh, they are. They're really
super light.
They're really featherweight. They are.
Yep. But then painted to look really heavy.
Because people are going to be working so hard with them and speeding around, they've got to be lightweight otherwise. But the illusion is created, and that's what's important.
Absolutely.
The other thing here, I suspect, about timing, because I'm looking up at all the things. Is that... What's that?
So that is our elephant. It's quite it's one of our biggest puppets. It actually takes four people to manoeuvre it down around on stage.
How many in the cast, by the way?
So there's 50 people on stage, but then 100 people backstage at every performance. That's everything from makeup artists to puppet engineers to stage crew. It takes a small army to bring the Lion King to stage.
For sure, for sure. This is the stage of the Lyceum. For anybody who works in entertainment, to stand on this stage and to look out at the three tiers, it's just quite phenomenal. It's a special feeling.
It's pretty epic. We have 2,200 seats at the Lyceum Theatre in London, which are full every single night.
Right.
It's pretty epic. So Bram Stoker, who was the writer of Dracula, was actually the theatre manager here, and his office was just up there on the right.
Really? The Dracula room?
Yeah.
A man who wrote his book in a place called Fairview in Dublin because he was Irish.
Really?
Yes, he was. Yeah, not many Stokers, but still an Irishman. Isn't that a good link?
A really good link.
Look at the things we're sharing. We're sharing great moments here of theatre.
And you'll also notice there are so many lights on stage. So a lot of the scenes are brought to light by these beautiful LEDs that just warm up the stage and bring the savannah to life. Everybody has to work together. Yeah. Everybody knows their place. Everybody has their place in the circle of life. Some of them have been with the show for 10 years because they really care about the production. They really care about the characters. They know that the story is so important to our audiences. It's a story of life. It's a story of growing up. They can see how it affects the audience, how people are so engaged in that.
Yeah.
Very shortly, the sound team will test all of the speakers and all the microphones. Yeah. You can see right now some of the set is being worked on and checked. Yeah. Huge operation.
Huge.
So yeah, this is our cheetah, one of the more interesting puppets in the show. This one really gets people excited. And is a perfect example of Julie Taymor's vision for the double event. Mm. The double event is essentially the audience can see the human, they can see the human emotion, but then they also see the animal through the puppet. The two things work together to create this incredible vision. And here, the actor wears the puppet around their waist. Their legs form the back legs of the cheetah. They then hold the front legs, they operate the front legs using rods, but then they also have strings attaching their head with the cheetah's head. And every small movement they make is mirrored on the puppet. I think the great thing about The Lion King is it takes from so many traditional types of theatre as well.
Yes.
What you see on stage, yes, there's lots of really flashy lights and technology making it sound incredible, but actually a lot of the theatrics are very traditional. Yeah. You can see everything that works. You can see the theatrics.
I think that's probably part of its real charm. Do you know that? That it marries the two?
There's no glitter in the Serengeti. Everything needs to feel very earthy and real.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job on that, I tell you.
Let's head down to the bunker now where a lot of costumes are kept.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant parade.
For any child who loves this show, this is heaven on earth, isn't it? This is just heavenly.
It's pretty amazing. So this is our bunker. We have over 200 costumes in the show, and lots of those costumes need to be changed into very quickly, so there's not necessarily time to run up to dressing rooms.
Sure.
So we have this huge space under the stage where most of the costumes are kept, and as you can see, it's just an array of colour. We've got everything from giraffes, wildebeests, plants, hyenas, everything you could possibly imagine. Is down here.
This must be a hive of activity during the show.
Absolutely. 50 people running up and down here. We also have dressers who assist the cast. It's a real hub of activity.
You'd never put on weight if you're in this production.
Absolutely not.
No chance.
Everything is unique to the actor, so each actor has their own mask. And again, obviously it's not just Simba that wears a mask. We have Nala over here. We have Mufasa just round the corner.
Yeah. Are you coming to Dublin with the production, by the way?
I will definitely be coming to Dublin.
We'll steer you correctly. We won't let you lose the run of yourself. Congratulations on your fine work.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata.
your days.
It's our problem, Queen. Philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Ah, beautiful music from The Lion King. And thanks to our friends at the Bord Gáis, and thanks to our friends over in Disney as well for making that possible, and good to meet the lads. And we look forward to it. 23rd of December is when it opens. And we have these tickets now. We have to get a winner, and we have to get a finalist too.